Freakonomics Radio is sponsored by Robert Half. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you are feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Their specialized recruiting professionals engage with their proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal and administrative, and customer support. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. Freakonomics Radio is sponsored by Cars.com. Have you heard about the Your Garage feature on Cars.com? Here's how it works. You add your car to your garage to track its market value and cash in when the time is right to sell. Track both your car's historical and projected value. When it's time to sell, easily secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with Your Garage on Cars.com.
From APM, American Public Media, and WNYC, this is Freakonomics Radio on Marketplace. Here's the host of Marketplace, Kai Ryssdal.
Time now for a little Freakonomics Radio. It's that moment every couple of weeks we talk to Stephen Dubner, the co-author of the books and the blog of the same name. The hidden side of everything is what he does. Hey, Dubner, how are you?
Hey, Kai, I'm great. Hey, I've got a question for you today. How well do you think that a computer would do your job hosting this radio show?
What are you kidding? You've been probing my nightmares? What? That's not a good question.
Here's the thing. It strikes me we're at this very interesting point in history where we've all become very reliant on computers, and yet there are some things that humans do and will always do better, like radio hosting. But let me ask you this parallel question. Okay. How good are you at driving, let's say?
Ooh, well, I'm a man, so of course I say I'm a great driver.
There you go.
Right?
So no matter how good you are, even good drivers obviously pose a risk.
Yes.
I was talking about this with a fellow named Raj Rajkumar. He's an engineering professor at Carnegie Mellon in Pittsburgh.
Because 93% of accidents happen due to human error. We really are trying to basically take the human error tendency out of the picture.
Okay, 93% I get, but how do you take human error tendency out of the picture, dude?
Here's what you do, Kai. You do not let humans drive, okay?
Oh,
so
okay.
Rajkumar heads up a Carnegie Mellon team that's been developing a driverless car.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, I went for a ride in this car.
Really?
I was
about to ask if you got to drive it, but I guess not.
I didn't get to drive. Nobody got to drive it.
But, so did you go out like on the city streets of where's Carnegie Mellon? Pittsburgh, right?
We didn't. It's in Pittsburgh. In this case, we just drove around a big track that Carnegie Mellon has built on the site of an old steel mill. But there were on this track, there are other cars, bicyclists, there's a skateboarder in the road, there's stoplights, there's construction, all the elements of real driving.
Yeah. Does it, what does this thing look like? Does it have like the big camera turret on top so it can see what's going on and sensors and all?
Actually,
that?
No. So that's the Google car that a lot of people have seen pictures of. So Carnegie Mellon's developing this car for General Motors. So this was a Cadillac SUV, and their mission is to build a driverless car that A, doesn't look like a robot, and B, is relatively affordable. So all the cameras and sensors and radars are embedded in the bumpers and elsewhere. It looks pretty much like a stock car, unless you open up the spare tire compartment. That's where all the computers are.
Yeah.
And then there's also a big red kill button on the dashboard.
Is that from when the car is about to crash into something and you're sitting there going, ah? And
well, that's the issue here. Okay, so GM and Google are not the only ones developing driverless cars. There's a lot of competition, which I would argue is a very good thing. And from all the evidence so far, it appears to be astonishingly successful at low speeds and high speeds, city streets, highways. And it looks like a driverless car will screw up a lot less than a car driven by us, by humans. So then the question gets to be, when do we get it? When does this happen for real? And what interests me really is, what kind of effects will that have on society?
Well, spitball it for me. What's going to happen?
Well, honestly, I personally think it's a revolution waiting to happen. You just think about all the industries that get affected, for better or worse. So the auto industry, of course, the insurance industry, older people could live on their own longer if they don't have to drive themselves. Drunk driving wouldn't be such a big concern, which is good news for restaurants and bars. But to me, the biggest impact by a long, long shot is safety.
Yeah, because lots of people die in car accidents.
34,000 traffic deaths a year, roughly, in the U.S. And if you look worldwide, 1 million deaths from traffic fatalities. And there's injuries. And in the U.S., traffic accidents send more than 2 million adults to the ER each year. And of course, the economic cost of all this danger is massive. There's also the fact that most people enjoy driving.
Pry this steering wheel from my cold, dead hands.
Well, that is a common sentiment.
Yeah.
But the fact is that most of us don't drive anywhere near as safely as we think. About, here, get this, Kai. About 80% of drivers rate themselves above average, which is, of course, statistically not possible. And believe me, if we found out that human error by, let's say, public radio hosts was causing 1 million deaths worldwide, my friend Kai, I would replace you with a computer in a heartbeat.
Stephen Dubner, Freakonomics.com is the website. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks for having me.
All right, man. Bye-bye.
Hey, podcast listeners. On the next Freakonomics Radio, it's something you do every time you eat at a restaurant or get your hair cut, but we're going to tell you everything wrong with it.
I don't like to tip. I think tipping's unpleasant.
It's discriminatory.
The more tipping you see in a given country, the more corruption you generally see in that country as well.
Should tipping be banned? That's next time on Freakonomics Radio.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.